This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast.
Thanks to Storyworth for supporting our podcast. Storyworth is a meaningful gift you and your family can treasure forever, and you can get started right away. Go to storyworth.com/madeforthis to get $10 off your first purchase.
Hey, Chloe.
Hey. And hi, everybody. We are really excited about this episode because I just told Jenny that what we want to give you guys today is one of the my favorite all-time resources, tools, downloads that I think we've ever done.
Well, and it was the beginning of our whole relationship because I found Chloe through a friend, and this was how many years ago?
I think we're approaching 9 or 10.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Something like that.
A long, long time ago. And this was the first project we did together. Yeah. I had this idea because Zach and I would drive in the car every New Year's because we would go see family and we'd be driving back. And every time I would pull out a moleskin because I always have a moleskin, and I write the categories that are in this dream guide out, and we would basically answer those two questions. And it was just so helpful, and it was such a great way to start our year. And so I had this process that I know meant a lot to me and Zach, and we had done for many, many years. And I say it to Chloe, and she is like, I got it. And she whips it up, gets it online. And so many of you over the years, I mean,
but this is back,
tens of thousands of them, or hundreds of them.
For context, you called me on New Year's Eve.
Oh, no, that's how
for the first time.
I forgot that. You didn't forget.
In New Year's Eve, and we had never met. Yeah, and it was like, I want to put this out tomorrow. And this is before there were things like easy websites, too. It was like word for like blogging days.
Right.
And so, I mean, but we were just kind of talking about it because it really truly has lasted all the way through these 10 years of something that's so helpful to us and so helpful to so many of you. But every year we refresh it to have new questions and stuff like that. So we were like, we need to get on and do like a how we would talk about the dream guide.
Yeah.
Because it can create such meaningful conversations.
Yes.
Every year I can count on the dream guide to be like the not the one conversation with James, my husband, but like,
it's hey, a big one.
Yeah. Like we're going to have this
course.
Moment
yes.
in our year where we both fill it out. You can do it with a friend. Like you can both fill it out and then talk about it. But it creates this moment where you stop everything. I mean, you set aside 2 hours, an hour, and you go through and you use the conversation questions and just really dive deep.
We actually consistently get away now. Mm. We go away for one night around the new year and after Christmas and before New Year's and do it together because we have seen the power of it and how much it sets the course for the year. So let's talk about it. Some of you don't know what we're talking about. It is a resource that you can go download right now. Chloe, where do they go get it?
JennyAllen.com.
JennyAllen. Nobody knows how to spell my name.
JennyAllen. Allen.com. And we always put it in the show notes. You'll probably see it on social media. Like we'll make sure that you can find it if you go online.
Yeah. And you download it and it is updated each year. We try to keep it fresh for you guys and add little parts to it that are new. Our team made it so beautiful this year. We love it. And so go download it and you'll actually get to follow along with what we're talking about. So,
and it's free. Let's put that out there. Like this is totally free. It's a PDF and you can print it. Some people even make it like print it really pretty and put it in like a binder and all that.
Yeah.
You can do what you can do you.
So let me talk about maybe motivation because some people absolutely hate this. They've already turned it off or about to. Okay, this is for you. There, I get it because there's a little bit of effort that goes into this. There's a little bit of hope required, right? Optimism. You can't be in a really, really dark place and dream. That feels almost impossible. So I get that it might feel a little uphill for you to do this. But let me just give you, so let me motivate you with some stories of fruit that have happened in my life because of this. I specifically remember one year we were sitting across the table from each other at a little hotel that we price-lined. And my husband looked at me and we were going through each one of our kids. And he said, I'm really worried about Caroline right now. This was our daughter at the time. She was young. That began conversations with her about her that led us to getting her a lot more help with her dyslexia. And she has given me permission to talk about that. It was a really transformative moment. But I think in the course of parenting four kids, it could feel like sometimes we're just trying to keep everybody alive and make sure nobody's falling through the cracks. And we would miss maybe how we could help them thrive. And what I've seen in this year after year is we're able to not to really take our time with the parts of life God has given us to steward, whether it's finances or children or our bodies or our minds, whatever it is, and to really say, ask the question, not just the survival question, you know, the urgent things are falling apart, we got to put this fire out, but truly consider what it would look like for that child or for yourself to be thriving. And I've just seen us be more intentional parents because of it. I've seen both of us, while we may not keep every detail in the thing all year, it sets us on a course of growth and it sets us out intentionally rather than just surviving.
And that I could totally agree, because it doesn't feel like a goal setting.
No.
It's not a goal setting, guys. It really, what it is you're going to walk through every category of your life, whether it's relational, health, church, like you go through all these different categories and you're just going to take inventory, which feels really different than goal setting, you know, of like, I'm going to make sure I do this year. And there's some of that, but it's more like, here's where I currently am. Here's what happened this last year, even if it was a loss or something didn't go the way that you had thought it was going to go. But you can sit there. I mean, I just enjoy that moment to pray about something, an area of my life that doesn't get a lot of attention because of how busy or, you know, life. But then to start going through these very big picture categories and just going, I would love to be more involved at church this year. What could that look like? And so I don't even go back to it as like, I have a goal to be involved at church. It was just, it's like I set my heart's intention and I prayed. And then I also get to watch God answer that prayer of how I wanted to do that.
Well, I think sometimes we're waiting for God to speak from the sky when he's like, you know, I will lead you about these things. You just got to stop and ask me. And so much of this every year for us is kind of just taking before the Lord the things he's given us and saying, you know, what Jamie always says, what do you want us to know? What do you want us to do? And it shifts every year. I don't feel like any category is the same that gets the most attention in our life the next year. Like the next year, it's something else that seems to need our attention or our planning and intentionality. But we're talking about this season, Chloe, really, we're talking about this idea of being stuck, like just moving into greater healing and freedom. And we've talked about that in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirit. Like, what does that look like spiritually? I mean, this really is a tool to help you get unstuck. If you need marriage counseling and you sit down together and that's on your list, you're more likely when you've sat down and looked at your year to go make that call after doing something like this, because you're intentionally saying, how do we improve? How do we not stay stuck where we are?
And I will say, if you're listening to this and it's March of 2023, there was a year, I think it was about 3 years ago, where James and I printed it out for like Christmas holiday, and we went to Starbucks, and I'm not kidding you, we both sat there and just stared at it. Like, we were like, I got nothing. Yep. Like, I think I just had my second kid, but anyway, that's okay.
Absolutely. We used to do ours actually with gathering, because it would be early February. We would do ours after IF a lot of years, because we just couldn't get there with that huge thing coming.
Yeah. And the holidays can be crazy. Like, sometimes it's a chance for you to, but then.
And I think another time that this is a super helpful tool is the beginning of a school year. For a lot of people that have kids or are in school or college student, that is kind of the beginning of a new year for you. So I think that's also a time to pull it back out, to refresh it, to look at it again.
Yeah, definitely. So we thought it would be kind of fun to put each other on the spot this year and go first.
How's your workouts going, Chloe?
Terrible, actually. but in the spirit of vulnerability, and we've already talked about all of our deepest, darkest stuff this season, right. So why not do it again?
Let's do it.
Once you have your own time to go through this, I mean, you're going to be able to write a list of like things to grieve from the last year, things to celebrate, spiritual, emotional, personal work, like things like that. Then you set a time to get together with someone. And it could be anybody, guys. Someone safe that you want to keep up with throughout the year and that can really speak into your life. And then the conversation cards at the back are just helpful, like prompts. So I think you should go first.
Okay. I'll ask you a question
first. Well, no, I'm going to ask you a question first.
Nice.
Okay. Let's see. Let's start with, we'll just go the order. What area of your life do you see the most growth in the past year? Be specific.
It's been such a good year, I think, because God was so clear for me to reset and to rest. For me, I would say my health, as I've talked about in this season, I have not prioritized that in a long time. And it wasn't so much about my jeans fitting better or, you know, getting in the best shape of my life or something like that. It really wasn't that at all. In fact, my workouts are pretty, it's just Pilates. Like, it's not anything crazy. But I figured out my body and what I need and what is helps it work and run the very best that it can. And I have seen such a difference. I mean, it is as long as my adult life since I've been able to sleep through the night, and I'm sleeping through the night better than I ever have. And that began for me by just making a phone call of a doctor that I had heard about that helped with functional medicine and just helped, you know, read your blood work and really see behind what typical doctors are seeing. And he did instantly. He saw a lot of things that were causing. In fact, the first thing he said is, "Do you sleep through the night?" And I said, "No." And I was about to do a sleep study. I mean, we were pretty desperate because at that point this summer, I just thought I've got to address this and deal with it. So prioritizing that, eating very differently, realizing what foods cause a reaction in my body. I kind of had an idea, but eliminating them and being disciplined about that has changed my body. And I mean, I can even look at a picture of myself. I don't weigh anything different than I did 3 months ago, 4 months ago, but my face, everything looks different because I think I was just so inflamed from what I was eating and putting in my body. So I feel better than I ever have. And I'm really, I don't know how this sounds, yeah, but I feel proud because, yeah, I really was intentional about it. And it took a lot of work and discipline to go through this and to, you know, test, you know, what foods I react to and such. So I am grateful that that was something I put at the top of my list this year.
Did you go into the year thinking that you were going to?
No, I went into the year so tired and not knowing what was wrong. And I don't even think I went into sabbatical thinking I'm going to prioritize this. But I think what it was, it started with the sleep. I wanted an answer to that. I wanted to get to the bottom of why don't I sleep through the night? I typically wake up for several hours a night. I just knew that wasn't good for me. And I'd done it for so long, I couldn't even remember. And I tried everything. And so it was pretty wild to get on the phone with this doctor and him to immediately say, "Do you sleep through the night?" and knew why. And he was exactly right. So I just thank God that he answered that, "What do you want me to know?" question. Because mm-hmm. I did have that question about my health and I wanted an answer to that. But no, I don't think I put that in my dream guide. But I think with Zach's health issues, I just think we were at a point of just being really open to what the Lord has for us there. And again, it always fell to the bottom of the pile prior because we were surviving and we were just getting through and we are pretty healthy. Like we aren't, you know, we don't have cancer. We don't have, that we know of, anything really big that's wrong. So we could just put that lower on the list of things we needed to care about. Mm. What about you?
It's good.
What's the main place you've seen growth this year?
I would probably have to say my emotional health, like my emotional life. I was talking to my son this morning because after Thanksgiving break, or really like any big break from school, my oldest son just has a hard time with like big transitions. And so going back to school after he's been off for a week is like a lot for this guy. And so I've been talking to him a lot about, well, that, buddy, that makes total sense. Part of you feels kind of freaked out about going back to your class and whatever and using some other language.
Totally.
But I was like, that's come from me also learning that part of me can be overwhelmed by something in the same day that I'm very excited about something else. Like, and that I don't have to be consumed by one specific emotion. And that's changed everything because number one, it gives me perspective because when I get triggered by something or, you know, whatever, get a text message from, it's like, I think a year ago, I would let that just kind of like tumble and affect the rest of my day in my brain versus like, this is part of me feels very hurt by this message or this text, or I feel very anxious about this, but just giving them their proper place has been huge for me. And so I feel steadier. Like, yeah, I feel like I can respond to things better because I pause and don't react so quickly to things. Mm. So thank you for that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just, as your friend that does life with you daily, you are different. I mean, different. And it's been so fun and hard to watch. You know, it's hard to watch one of your friends go through what you've gone through for the last year. But you, I mean, here's where I just pray, if we can do one thing for you, it is encourage you to just take the next step of whatever God is calling you to. Just do the next little thing. Because, Chloe, from the time you were struggling, pretty quickly you made the calls you needed to make. You got the right people in your life to help. And it was amazing to watch how intentional you were and how you fought for the emotional health you're enjoying now.
If you're spending a lot of time with your family and loved ones this Christmas, chances are you're going to hear a lot of stories. Have you ever wanted to help your loved ones document those timeless ones, that the kind of ones that you want your kids to remember and pass along to them too? That's what makes StoryWorth so fun and easy. The way it works is every week StoryWorth emails your family member, your loved one, a single life-related question that you pick from all of the collection of their questions. Like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done? Or what's the farthest you've traveled? All they have to do is reply with a story in the email. And then after a year, StoryWorth actually takes all of their answers and puts them into this book. And you can even put photos in, and they make it into this really pretty hardcover book that becomes a valued keepsake. I can't wait for my boys to read my StoryWorth book from my mom that has all of her stories in it about our family. Something I just actually learned about my grandmother, my Oma, is that she and my Opa got married in World War II, and she was from Germany. And when she moved back here to the States, you can imagine how difficult that was. And so she would learn English from watching soap operas and cook and clean. And I just loved looking through pictures of her that I had never seen before of Oma holding me as a baby. Help your family share their story this holiday season with StoryWorth. Go to storyworth.com/madeforthis today and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/madeforthis to save $10 on your first purchase.
Let's go to like some dream stuff.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's go to what's a goal for 2023 for you? Like, what's something that you're hopeful for this year or excited about or want to see grow in your life?
I have a couple. I have maybe some abstracts, like spiritual things, but then I also have some practical things. So one of the things that I have been increasingly needing to grow in is like my, I don't know if it's like financial savvy is the word, but like understanding money. And my husband's going to listen to this and be like,
a financial IQ.
Praise God. A financial IQ. Yes. But it's just something that I'm not strong in math. Like I've never been strong in math, but I've gotten by. And now it's like, no, I want to understand it better. Mm-hmm. And not even just from a like budgeting perspective, but even just like stewardship in every area, like with work, mm-hmm. and you know, just how you can steward money. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple of books I'm going to read, and like MBA type books too. Cool. That my husband, I know, I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah,
I don't. It's going to feel so laborious for me because I don't speak in math numbers. But
somebody said at once, and I love this quote. Many of you have heard it. Is the only things that really change you over years is the books you read and the people you know. And I always think about that when I'm approaching something like that. Like, what am I reading and who am I around and what direction is that pointing me in? And so I do think you can change. Mm-hmm. That can be something you become strong in.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for resources out there.
I'm excited about it. And then I would say something I am dreaming about too is just now that my youngest he's turning two today actually. And so now he's kind of out of baby phase. Like he runs, he can keep up and stuff. So now my boys are all like, we could try camping or some of the more adventurous. Like I feel like I'm turning a corner.
All the people out there are going, no,
I still won't. I still won't. I'm just giving a category of like
adventure,
like more adventure.
Yes,
yeah. Like
you don't have to be home all the time with
your
babies.
Which I love. Yeah. I love being home. I love my house, but James and I live really fast paced, busy lives. And so I really want to like get away to do some of that more like woodsy stuff, mm-hmm. or whatever. I'll sit inside while they go out in the woods. But yeah, that's one of my big ones too.
Yeah.
That's not very spiritual, but kind of. Yeah. I need to not wait for the pause to happen to rest. It's actually, which is so cheesy to say, but you have to plan it like quarters in advance, like months. Mm-hmm. Like we're going to go to our family property out in East Texas and like we're going to do that once a month or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're being more intentional with resting and being together.
That's good.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And I really want to know the answer to this.
Okay.
But we're just going to do it on the mic. Okay. So how can I, it says other people, but how can I better support and encourage you?
Oh, man, you might be the most supportive, encouraging person in my whole life. You are. And I think so much of what you do, Chloe, is you're just in it with me and I'm not alone. And there's, I mean, I rarely do I hit a problem or a frustration or anxiety with anything to do with work or even life that I don't just run it past you because you are like with me. And I think withness is such a supportive role in life. I think you many years ago became my emergency contact just because we talk on the phone so much. So yeah, you are with me a lot and I'm really grateful for that. I mean, I think just if I'm going to be vulnerable, I think I care a lot what you think. So I think just even feedback of what you think and what's helpful and even what's not is super supportive to me. I really value your opinion. And so I want you to always bring your opinion and I want you to know it's valued by me and that I really want to know. I'm not someone who's a big people pleaser out there in the world or cares what everyone thinks. I care more what you and Zach and my closest family and friends and coworkers think because I think that's a better judge of who I am and how I'm doing in life than the greater world. So I think just, I love knowing what you think about whether it's, yeah, whatever it is. And I need to be better at that too, of just praising. I'm so good. I think we both are at going to the next thing, just going to the next thing and not celebrating and not looking back and really noticing what God's done and being grateful. Okay.
I love you. You want me to answer it back?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Well, so actually what I am learning too is to ask more questions about how you're feeling about something in my whole life, but since we're talking about me and you, not just stopping at a response or not stopping at like the first answer to a question, but then also like just being curious about how you're feeling about a situation that, and then it gives so much more clarity. I feel like I always end up understanding better because I'm like, oh, that's why you would say that because you feel very strongly about XYZ. So I also want to grow in that with you.
Yeah, I love it. Guys, I mean, we don't talk enough here about Chloe and I's relationship because it is so unique and special. And I think you feel that through the podcast of just how much we love each other and how much we both feel called to this. This is not a job for either of us. We both feel called to serve you and to invest in you. Chloe, this past year, really went through some personal life coaching and planning and really, I think, laid down on the altar, like, is this where I'm supposed to be for the next season? Is this really what I'm still called to? I mean, we've been together 10 years, so it would be fair if there was something else that she was feeling called to. She's so freaking gifted. But she came back and was like, no, I'm called to this with you. And I want to honor her, but also for you all to see behind the scenes. Many of you have been with us for years now. And for you to know that I am not doing anything alone. And behind Chloe, there's a whole team of people that really believe in this. It's not a job to them. It is the work of God to you. That is what they feel. And that's how they steward it. And I just think it's important that you know. It might be my name on a book or my face on the podcast, but behind it is a whole slew of people that pray for you, that read every email, that know everything that's going on in your life. We talk about y'all. We talk about the stories you send in and pray for you and care about you. This is not a show for us. This is a ministry. And so really, really grateful for you.
Grateful for you. You guys are listening on the other side of this mic, and it's one of the worst parts of this podcast is that we can't see you.
Because it feels like we're sitting in a living room hanging out and talking, but
like we know
we don't see you. Yes.
We know you're there.
Yeah,
it's fun to talk about it outside of this little white studio. But we really are grateful for you and how, I mean, many of you have listened from episode one when we put it out there and thought maybe someone would listen to it. And then you did. But then you're sharing it and that it's helpful. And I mean, we love hearing from you. We love hearing your thoughts and your ideas and stories and all those things because that's what makes it what it is.
Yeah. And we have more of this season. It has been such a really special season, I think, for all of us. It is really born out of our lives and growth. And what we are praying for you. So I pray it's been really helpful. I know we've heard from a lot of you, and I'm so grateful for that. So we've got more of the season coming in the next few weeks.
I mean, I always am like, the best is still yet to come, but somehow it always feels like that. Like, you're going to hear from Dr. Bob soon. We've got, Jenny's going to read her amazing children's books, the entire Christmas one that's, or like, about Jesus, this the coming Thursday. Like, there's so much coming. I mean, Jenny just talked to her sister, Katie. We have a lot coming. So stick around. We love you guys so much. Make sure to go download the Dream Guide for free and use it. We hope that it just like sets your 2023 differently. It frames it out for you, and that it's a resource that truly helps you pray and connect and take inventory of all the different parts of your life.
We are launching officially Made for This Plus. We wanted a way to make these like devotional style curated playlists that go deep into some of the topics that you guys request the most, like anxiety and shame, marriage, loneliness. When you join Made for This Plus, you get access to live video conversations and Q&As with Jenny and I, and you'll get to listen to never before released teachings, bonus pep talks, all kinds of stuff we have planned. And all of these fun things just load right into whatever podcast app you're listening to. So you can join now if you go to jennyallen.com and there's a button that says Access Made for This Plus. Guys, it's $6 a month or $59 a year. And we are going to add a ton of stuff, like a whole Bible study series on Jenny's book, Anything, that currently doesn't live anywhere. It will come in Made for This Plus. You guys, you have to go join Made for This Plus. So you go to jennyallen.com and join now. And yes, you can gift this to a friend. I cannot wait to see you over there.